All your radios where people toll their troubles and their woes.
Good evening. This is the voice of experience, John J. Agony. Standing next to me is a gentleman with a problem. May I help you, sir?
Well, Mr. Voice of Experience.
Yes?
Last night I came home unexpected, you see.
Yes?
And I found my wife sitting on a couch, making love to another man.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the problem.
Yes, sir, what's the problem?
If I sell a couch, could she make trouble for me?
Back then in Hollywood, no picture twice as good could thrill you more than Casablanca could.
Casablanca. We're having fun up here. Join us. Play that song again, Sam. Play it again, Sam. Sam, what's your name? Sam? Play it, Sam. Play that song. Hey, you. Hey, you, Shorty, come here. What do you want to know?
Did you get the information? You were supposed to get the information. Why didn't you get the information? Huh?
You're terrible. Stop laughing. This is only an hour show. I want the information. The guy was found dead. He was shot, strangled, poisoned, stabbed, and hung. The police suspect foul play. Why would anybody want to shoot, strangle, poison, stab, and hang him?
I don't know. Maybe one of his friends was a practical joker.
You're up.
I don't want to be accused of anything. Go ahead.
On every movie screen, two gangsters could be seen. A pair of punks, both miserable and mean.
All right, you guys. There's only room in this town for one of us, so I'm going to have all the room. See?
It sprung a slow leak. What are you doing now? So
Frank Caution's aunt.
Oh.
You dirty rats. I'm not going to be pushed around by you. Because I'm the boss of this outfit.
I'll show you who the boss
is. I'm the boss of this outfit.
Give me the gun, man.
You have the boss.
All
here.
Right.
Oh, you can't kill me.
Rosemary.
burning till the skies are clear. Marching along,
up they
hall. Marching along,
up they hall.
Marching along to up they hall. Right face. Red face.
This is my right face.
Floyd.
I've got a very dangerous mission for you. I want you to get on your horse, ride over that mountain. There are some trappers being raided by Indians. I want you to ride into the camp and save those trappers.
Yes, sir. I will do anything for the Royal Mounties, sir.
Why, there he goes. Look at him ride in a cloud of dust. There he goes, over the mountain. He must be in the camp now, dodging Indian arrows. I know he saved those trappers. I know he's got in their field. I know he's bringing those trappers back. I know that he has grabs.
How do you get this darn thing on the horse?
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. In a vase, we wouldn't trade them for a million bucks or more, because we know how sweet that
Paul and Mary, Scottish poet-singer Donovan, and Mort Saul. They're all on stage in a great hour of variety tomorrow night. Your hosts, Tom and Dick Smothers.
Daddy, I hope you like part of the Jackie Gleason I'm sending you. I turned it on a couple minutes late, and I put on some of the funny people. And I erased a couple stuff that was on this. I was recording some records. And I still have a lot of tape left. And so I let you hear the last of that, where all the music was, and kind of told you what was on in a couple days. And I hope you enjoyed what I sent you. Right now I'm going to watch My Three Sons. And I'm in the study right now, but I would be in my room because my TV works. And Nanny's staying over here, so she has to sleep in my bed, my real bed. And I sleep because it's softer, and the bed in here is kind of, you know, it's hot. Right now it's 8:30, and we're going to watch My Three Sons right now. And Mommy and Jeffrey and Nanny are in the other room. And Nanny's still here. She said she was going to go home right after Jeffrey's party, but she didn't. I think she's going to go home Monday. And that will be the second day of June. Because today is the 31st of May on a Saturday. We just got that little paper. It had a hat and a shoe and the days and night, and we colored the days that we were supposed to color. And right now the program's on, and I'm going to skip a little of it just to talk to you on this tape. Yesterday we went to Gloria Cachar's and swimmed. There were 12 kids in the pool. I only stayed in for about 15 minutes. Jeffrey stayed in quite a long time. I don't have anything else to say, so I'll just let you hear the some of the you know, the TV set, and when the tape's over, you know, just turn it off. You might want to listen to just this little part of the TV.
Talk about Uncle Charlie. Mm.
I wasn't talking about your dad.
Well, Rob will be more than useless. He doesn't even come equipped with motherly instinct.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Thanks for the chocolate.
It's good.
Hello? Oh, hi, Iris. It's Iris.
Tell her I'm doing my homework.
He's doing his homework. Is there anything I can help you with? Gee, I don't know what to tell you.
Who is it?
It's Ernie's girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend. My blood hasn't changed that much.
Well, she wants to know if you have any friends who could babysit over her sister's house.
Hey, wait a minute. Give me that phone. Hiya, honey. This is Ernie's uncle. You want a babysitter? You got one. What time? Got it. Turn right where? Got it. No, I don't know what I charge. That ain't important. You just tell your sister I'll be there.
Yeah. Uncle Charlie, you said babysitting was one of the first signs of rigor mortis setting in or something.
By the time that kid gets here, I'll be the baby expert of all time. If I have to sit every kid from here to Timbuktu.
What does that mean?
My psych teacher says that when people get older, their synaptic connections get pooped, and they talk real weird.
Oh, yeah?
Am I glad to see you? I promised my husband I'd meet him at the concert, and if Iris hadn't found you, I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, well, you're doing me a favor, too.
Now, his milk is in the refrigerator. Anything else you might need, you'll find in his room. The TV set is over there, and we'll be home about 11:30.
Is he asleep?
I put him down about 10 minutes ago. Oh, by the way, his name is Carl, but we call him Feeny.
Feeny?
Just one of those things you call infants for no reason. But he's used to it. Well, I can't tell you how pleased I am you're here. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's a good thing she didn't run the test to see how good I am at changing diapers. Well, I might as well look in on the little fella.
Hi.
Hi. Your mother didn't tell me about you.
Yes, she did.
Hey, come on, listen, Alice. When your elders tell you something, don't contradict them. She said that Feeny was asleep in the other room and that, Oh, no.
Right. I'm Feeny. What's your program I want to watch? There's nobody here but us chickens.
But I was expecting a baby. Your mother and dad let you get away with this?
They're not here.
But tomorrow's a school day, ain't it?
Shh.
Look, I'm asking you something. Is it or ain't it a school day tomorrow?
Cool it, mister.
Cool it?
Hey, cut it out.
Cut it out, nothing. Come on, come
hey,
on.
Hey, cut it out.
On.
This is my house.
Yeah,
but...
Hey. Now, you stay in there, you little monster. And remember something in case you get any ideas. I've been in fights in Singapore, Macau, and Hong Kong. And I can handle any 9-year-old delinquent who ever lived.